Today, I'm delighted to be speaking to David B. Lyons, a best-selling author of the book Midday. How are you, David?
I'm great, Mary. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on. I hope you're well.
Not at all. We're very good. So I recently read your book and it was absolutely brilliant. So can you tell us about your book, the crime thriller Midday?
Oh, thanks very much, Mary, for reading it. And I'm delighted you enjoyed it. It's been doing very well. It's been getting great reviews, which I'm delighted about. But it is a story of a tiger kidnapping in Dublin city centre. So the type of kidnapping that was happening in Dublin or around Ireland, indeed, particularly in Northern Ireland in the sort of 90s and noughties, where thieves would break into somebody's house, hold a loved one hostage while their partner is sent out to do a robbery on the thieves' behalf.
Yeah.
So in Midday, we have a couple in a plush apartment in Dublin, and a guy breaks into their apartment, holds one of the guys hostage while his partner is sent out to rob the banks that he works at of €8 million.
Yes.
And therein begins an adventure around Dublin city centre that takes place over the space of 5 hours. So as you know, Mary, because you read it, the book is told from four people's points of view.
That's right.
Through the morning, up until midday, which is the deadline for him to come back with the €8 million. And if he doesn't come back, his partner will be killed.
That's right. I thought it was very unusual in that it was told from the perspective of four different people. That was very different.
Yeah.
But it was brilliant. There was no lulls in the story at all. It was very fast-paced, very tight, very well written, I have to say. I loved it. It was different and it was a brilliant story.
Oh, fantastic. Thanks so much for the compliment.
Not at all.
I teach creative writing as well, and I always feel that the most creative part is not necessarily coming up with a story idea. The most creative part for me is coming up with how you tell the story.
Yeah.
So it was always, that's always been rattling around in my head of how I can uniquely tell a story. So I had this idea of a 5 hour period one morning, and the idea of seeing that same time frame but from four different characters' points of view intrigued me. And when I had this idea of tiger kidnapping in my head, and then I thought of that narrative style of telling it from the same morning from four different characters' points of view, I thought I was onto something good.
You were?
Well, I was, but it took me 2 years, would you believe, to write that novel.
Well, it was. You spent the time on it, but you came out with a good product, is what I'll say. Like, it's quality, and I believe it was your first novel, also, wasn't it?
It was. I'd been a journalist for many years. For 12 years, I worked on some sports desks in national newspapers and had written for, I think, nearly every website in Ireland. But I always wanted to write a book. I assumed I would at one point in my life, but then, as the clock was ticking towards 40, as I just turned last year, I thought, I need to do this now.
Is it.
So I gave up the journalism and decided to give it a good go. And thankfully, I landed a good book deal pretty much straight away, although there was a lot of heartache involved before I landed a book deal.
That's the second part of the work.
It's all gone well. That's the biggest part of the work. Yeah, I was turned down by, I think, 37 different agents or publishers before I landed a deal.
Oh, my God.
It's a tough gig.
It's nearly as tough as being an actor, I'd say. But the important thing is you kept going. And
I kept going.
And you came out with a quality, good book that was going to get attention the first time you wrote. The only thing is now is you have to come up with a second book.
The second book, Mary, would you believe, was just finished yesterday.
Oh, excellent, because that was one of my questions. I think I saw on Facebook it's coming out the end of March. Is that right?
It will be out March 28th, And again, it follows the same narrative style of the same morning, told through different characters' points of view. But this isn't a tiger kidnapping. This is a missing girl story. Right. And it's going to be called Whatever Happened to Betsy Blake.
Very good.
So, similar narrative style, but different characters and a different storyline. So I'm excited about it. I do think it's better than Midday. But of course, I'm not the test. The test is are the readers and the audience who pick it up.
Oh, that's great, though. So just going back
Thank
to
you.
Midday again there, where did you get the inspiration for the story? You talked about tiger kidnappings, but there was what was it that just said in your head, well, this is what I want to write a story about?
I wish I knew the exact answer to that question, Mary. The truth is, tiger kidnappings, they seemed to become... They were really popular in the 90s. I think the IRA used to use them to help fund their arms. And then for some reason, Dublin gangland criminals adopted this sort of tactic to fund their own activities. And they picked it up around 2005, mid-noughties, as we say.
Yeah.
And there was quite a spate of them in Dublin. And I always remember at the time thinking, there has to be, there's something very funny about these types of criminal activities. And they stayed in my head. And when I had, as I mentioned earlier, the idea to do a story with different narrative style, I came back to the tiger kidnappings. But I'd love to be able to tell you of a moment or a day that I thought of the idea, but to be honest, I'd be making it up.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
I'm not quite sure. Subtly, it went into my head somewhere.
It went in anyway, whether by osmosis or whatever, and it did produce the story.
And, yeah.
Yeah. And what about your writing process? You mentioned there it was 2 years to write that book. Do you have a particular process, or did you find the second book was quicker or easier to write?
I certainly did.
Oh, good.
Midday was written while I was still working as a journalist, and I was also doing a bit of teaching in colleges on creative writing. So I had a lot on my plate, so I was really only getting to my own writing maybe for a half an hour or an hour every evening. But after I landed my publishing deal with Midday, I've managed to stop writing for newspapers. Or working in newspapers. I've cut down my teaching hours. So I'm almost a full-time writer now. I do a few teaching hours, but the rest of it is just writing and editing. So, I'm quite strict with my process. I start writing at 8:30 every morning.
Yeah.
And I work until 10:30 non-stop. I work until 10:30 non-stop to get as many words down as I can. And then just before lunchtime, I'll go back over what I've written and hopefully give it a good gloss of paint.
Yeah.
But I think smarten it up.
From listening to some of the other writers, you know, some of the very well-known ones, I don't know, it's a Geoffrey Archer, some of the others I remember. And like that, they said you have to treat it as a job. You have to turn up at the desk, you have to put the hours in, and that's the way the books are, you know, produced or written.
Yeah.
So that's what you have to do.
Yeah, as I mentioned, because I teach creative writing, and one thing I always tell my students is, you're never going to write a book if you're not sitting down writing.
Yeah.
It sounds so simple to say something like that, but really so many people want to write a book and they just think they'll get to it one day. But really, you have to get a chair, open your laptop, sit your ass in that chair and let your fingers tap away in the laptop. Because if you're not writing, you're never going to write a book. And that's as simple a tip as I can possibly give.
Yeah. Well, it's true, though, because a lot of people, they talk, but they attend all the writing classes and they do courses.
Yeah.
And then you say, well, did you write anything or did you get anything published? Ah, no.
I know.
It's not going to just happen. No more than anything in life.
I have a mother-in-law who does that.
Well, you don't want her outselling you, though.
That's
competition,
true.
You see. Although she might...
She might
write different types of books, though.
Yeah, but I couldn't live without outselling me, so I'm happy for her to attend classes and not write a book.
Yeah, don't encourage her too much. So finally, David, what other writers have inspired you and why?
Quite a number. I mean, I think I've read everything Stephen King has ever done.
Right.
I mean, who hasn't, in terms of if you want to be a crime writer like I do, I guess you would have to read The King, who is the appropriately named King.
Yes.
I'm also a big Dean Koontz fan, who is another fantastic psychological crime thriller writer.
Yeah.
But in terms of contemporaries. I really love Liz Nugent, who's a fellow Irish writer. She has written fantastic books called Unraveling Oliver and Lying in Wait.
I love her. It's funny you should mention her because fan. I actually did an interview with Liz there a couple of weeks ago.
Ah,
yes.
She's fantastic.
Oh, she's brilliant. And
yeah,
she's so down to earth as well, you know.
She is, yeah, yeah, yeah. I've spoken to her a few times and we've exchanged some messages. I'm envious of her characterization. I think her ability to write dark characters is fantastic. She's a great writer.
Yeah, she's brilliant. But you're lucky, yeah, you have a brilliant book yourself as well.
Yeah, I'm getting there. I'm chasing her coattails. And Liz is flying off to America every other week to flog her books while I'm stuck in Dublin or Birmingham trying to sell mine. I'm going to catch up on her, I promise.
Yeah, well, sure, every one person's time comes. She's at like 4 or 5 books in at this stage. You're on your second one. I mean, you're still doing very well.
Yeah, doing well. I took time out. I took a big gap between Midday and Whatever Happened to Betsy Blake. So I actually have 3 books down now written, but I'm going to stagger release them this year. So I just wanted to take some time out to learn about the industry itself.
Yeah.
How you sell books, how you become a successful author. So I've taken a step back. I'm going in a different direction and I'm very happy where I'm going. But, you know, the idea of writing books was quite romantic, but I didn't realise what it took to be an author. And it's quite different from the inside than it was when I was looking in from the outside. So, yeah. But I'm happy where I'm going. And
good.
And please God, now a bit of success. Or, you know what, it's not even about selling so many books, which obviously it is a business and I need to sell books in order to fund my life. But it's just from hearing from people like you, Mary, and from other reviewers who contact me regularly to say they enjoyed it. That really is the thrill, I have to say.
That's great. Well, thanks very much, David, for taking the call, and best of luck with the new book. It's been lovely chatting to you.
And you too, Mary. Thanks very much and best of luck. I'll talk to you soon.
Not at all.